cross-legged onion you set on them.
And say if someone had been sick for a while, you'd say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
ill, thin, sick, ill.
What about puny or peaked?
Puny, still puny, yes.
And someone who's in good shape, you'd say he's big and...
and healthy and robust. He's fine, he's good for you.
Or he can lift heavy weights, you'd say he's big and...
strong, big and strong.
What about if he's getting a little bit overweight, but still strong?
Well, he's strong, but he's a little bit overweight, and if he don't lose some of that weight, he'll find to get in bad health.
Someone who's easy to get along with, always smile and doesn't lose his temper, you'd say that he's...
he is fine and easy to get along with.
And someone like a teenage boy who seems to be just all arms and legs, you'd say that he's...
a jank.
Okay. And someone who's always dropping things and stumbling.
Careless and clumsy.
And a person who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you'd say he's just a plain...
fool, that's what I say.
Okay. What about someone who has plenty of money but never spends any money at all?
Oh, he's tight.
Okay. Or you'd call him a what?
That person might not spend, he's tight and stingy.
When you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
A person is common is a person don't want nothing and ain't got nothing, don't want to see you have nothing.
So it'd be pretty insulting to be called common.
Yeah. You take a common person, he'll throw everything you got and don't want nothing himself, and he just ain't nothing. He ain't nowhere, common person.
What about if you say that a girl is very common? What would that mean?
Oh, she wouldn't have no hardly respect for herself and wouldn't visit churches and go to no social places, always like to be in the bad gang, or that's what you call a common class or girl.
Say an old person who still gets around real well, doesn't get tired, you'd say that he's mighty...
active. Okay.
Any other thing you'd say?
Action and good shape, that's about all I know.
Do you ever hear Peppy or Spry or
Chipper? Spry, yeah. He's awful spry. Peppy or Spry.
And a child might say, well, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark. I'm...
scared. I ain't going to die. I'd be scared.
And you say, well, I don't see why she's scared now. She...
he used to go up there.
You say, well, why should she be scared now? She...
been going up. She used to go up there. Why is she scared now?
Well, you say she used to be scared or didn't used to be scared?
No, I used to didn't be scared.
And say if your children were out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
trouble or worried.
Or you wouldn't...
over them, worried over them, because they ain't come in, because they ain't been staying out late like this.
You say you wouldn't feel easy about it. You'd say you felt...
worried.
Or...
trouble.
And someone who makes up his own mind and then there's no use arguing with him, he won't change his mind. You'd say he's mighty...
stubborn.
What about someone that you can't joke with without him losing his temper?
Quick temper.
Okay. Or... you'd say, well, you better not tease him about that, because when it comes to that subject, he's awfully...
quick temper.
Or awfully
touchy. Awful touchy?
Okay. And you say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so...
angry.